Listening to sa-news.com. Unemployment in socialist South Africa hits 44.4%, including those who don't want to work, which apparently contributes to riots and looting. South Africa now has the worst unemployment out of 82 countries monitored by Bloomberg, and now falls among other disastrous countries such as Lebanon, Cuba, Syria, and Venezuela. For all Ramaphosa's nice speeches and promises, he does not understand that one main goal of a good government is to establish an economy which gives the people of the country the opportunity to make an honest living. The ANC government is not doing this at all. They set an example of corruption and immaturity. Corruption does not build an economy. Looting is just that. It built nothing. And then the ridiculous reasons put forward. Free housing, free education, free everything, which only worsens the above. And if the ANC supporters do not get it for free, they throw a tantrum like a toddler and burn down everything they see. The unemployment rate in South Africa rose to a new record of 34.4%. The ridiculous high unemployment rates apparently contributed to the social unrest and were reportedly a major factor in the outbreak of violence and looting this winter. ANC Government Statistician General Resenga Maluleke announced on Tuesday that the unemployment rate has risen from 32.6% in the first 3 months of the year to 34.4% in the second quarter. According to Bloomberg, the figure is the highest of 82 countries monitored by the financial software and media industry. The impact of COVID-19 that we are seeing is that most businesses have closed. We can see it with the increase of unemployment, Maluleke stated the obvious at the news conference, but said nothing about the ANC's draconian lockdown, which caused it. Job losses from the second quarter come mainly from the financial sector, which shook off about 278,000 workers. There were further 166,000 job losses in social services and 83,000 in manufacturing. A broad definition of unemployment, which includes those who refrained from looking for work, indicates that 44.4% of the labor force were out of work in the second quarter. The figure is equivalent to 12 million people. Job creation was placed by Cyril Ramaphosa at the center of the plan in the post-pandemic South Africa, but the country still suffers from COVID-19 constraints and long-term economic mismanagement and corruption. The destructive action over 27 years have not only landed South Africa in junk status, but have also sent unemployment figures soaring. Money has to come from somewhere. One has to work to earn it. It is really not necessary to explain good economic principles, but maybe somebody should explain it to the ANC government, so they can realize that their corruption and self-enrichment not only harm the rest of the country, but also harms the country in which their children must live one day. Expect those who are sent to the rich Western private schools, of course. And now the latest is that unemployment motivates looting. Theft, murder and looting of the property and businesses of those who are trying to earn an income and create jobs. Visit sa-news.com for more news that challenges mainstream media.